Shir starts the other Shem Yisbarach in the middle of Daf Yud Ches Amid Beis with the words Amar Rav Yechonim Meshem Shimon Yochai. It's alongside where it says Bivamis Samach Neis on the right hand side of the Gemara. Fakt the Gemara Amar Rav Yechonim Meshem Rav Shimon Yochai. Kal Shein a Parish Meish Tei Samach Levesta. Whoever does not separate from his wife Samach Levesta near the time that her period is expected, he does not fulfill the myth as we discussed yesterday of the Hizartim is Bnei Yisrael Nitumasa. Afila having my bottom ki b'nei aharayin nesim. The way the Rif Nei Yaakov explains this, even if it was Bashet that his children would have been as great, they could have potentially been as great as the b'nei aharayin, they may not be zaycha to live. How do we know this? From the Smichas of Pesukim. The Pasuk says, v'hizatim es b'nei Yisrael nitumasa. And later on, we find in the Pasuk of v'hadavu b'nidasa. So we know that the v'hizatim es b'nei Yisrael nitumasa refers to the union of nida, to be parish samach levest. The Samach lay, and then we have the Pasha of Achimais Shnei B'nei Aharon. So the connection is, even if his children have been as great as B'nei Aharon, they could Chas V'Shalom die for not adhering to this mitzvah. Amar Rav Chiya B'Rabba, Amar Rav Yochanan. This is on the other side of the coin, on the Schar side, and it's always Merubi Mida Toiva. Kala Parish Meishte Samach Levesta, one who does fulfill this mitzvah, and he does separate himself from his wife close to the expected time that she would become a Nida. Heavenly Bonim Zachar, he will be zeicher to have male children. The Chassid of the Pasuk says, "Lahavdul min hatamei uvein hatahar." This Samach Le, and nearby the Pasuk says, "Isha ki says v'yevi yalda zachar." The one who properly fulfills the lahavdul min hatamei uvein hatahar will be zeicher to isha ki says v'yevi yalda zachar. The Mashal explains because the Pasuk should have said, "Lahavdul ben chamar lepara," because the Pasuk is talking about animals. The fact that the Pasuk is being more general, saying, "Lahavdul ben hatamei uvein hatahar," indicates to us that there is another message over here. And that would be the union of being parish asmoi meyishtei samach levesta, because that, in a way, is the ultimate definition of a time of tumah and a time of tahara. The shas vesta, the time that she is expecting her period, says the mashah, that is the havdalah, that is the separation between the tahar and the anticipated tumah. The parish Iyun Yaakov on the Ein Yaakov from the Chavis Das brings a zoyer in Bereishis that says, "Im yalun karbonis kidakayas." This is when you go out to the kohanim. If they are makir their karbonis where they are supposed to, husam chayim, then it is a potion of life for them. V'im lav, but if they don't treat the karbonis properly, then it's outright dangerous. Husam hamavas. The esh zara oikid lebenayu deharay. For the bnei aharon are always under that danger. If they don't treat their avoida with the proper respect or in the correct manner, then chas v'shalom, it can be very detrimental to them. And how does one not treat the avoida properly? One does not adhere to the guidelines of when and what one can do. The Bnei Aharon, not the Bnei Aviyu. They did not wait until after their father passed away, like the Midrashim say in Parsha Shmini. They were overwhelmed with a tremendous thirst for the Avoda, and they entered at a time that they ought not to have entered. It was too early, they weren't ready for it yet. Here they have the greatest vehicle of Ashuras HaShchina, the Yisod and the Kiddush of Klal Yisrael, the closest thing to Gan Eden down here in this world, but because they did not adhere to the restrictions, then they cost them their life. The same is true that Iyun Yaakov explains for the building of a family, which is also Ashuras HaShchina and Kiddusha. If done properly, if one waits for the correct time and refrains when it is not the correct time, then he has performed the Avodah properly, and if not, Chas V'Shalom, then he faces the same danger of the Bnei Aharon. The Chassam Sofer says that Zachar over here doesn't necessarily mean a male child, but it refers to the concept of a productive child. And it's Mida Keneged Mida. This person held himself back from doing something at a time out of concern of what it may lead to, that it may be the wrong time. And so his choice, out of his Yiras Shemayim, to refrain from doing things at a time when he wanted to do it, will result in children, Mida Keneged Mida, that will be able to do things that no one else can. Rav Yeshua ben Levi Yamar, also as a schar for someone who was parish Samach Levesta, having lebanim ruyin lahira, he'll be zechet to have children who are fit to pass kashvailus. The chesed of the pasuk says, lahavdil or lahiris. When one is zechet to be mavdil, to distinguish between tuma and kiddusha, so lahiris, he will then be zechet to have children that can teach Klal Yisrael. Now this pasuk is found in the gay of the Isser of Shisua Yayin. The pasuk says, lahavdil ben akaydish ben achayl, uvenatame uvenatahar, ulahiris is ben Yisrael, is kalachukim ashadibra Hashem aleyem biyad maisha. The Mashal explains over here that the Gemara's drash is based on the order of the tzukin. There are two isurim of shisui yayin. One for kahanim, they cannot drink wine and perform the avodah, and the other are for rabbanim, they cannot drink wine and then paskin shailas. Now the pasuk first talks about the kohanim, or the havdul bein a kaddish bein a chayil bein a tami bein a tar. Therefore, they cannot drink wine. And then the pasuk talks about taskin mishaylus, or the hayusis bein a yisroel kalachukin. Rabbanim also cannot drink wine. But one would imagine, said the Masha, that the issur for rabbanim, which is negayah for all of Klal Yisrael, would preface the issur to kohanim, which is negayah only a limited part of Klal Yisrael. But the pasuk first addresses the issur to the kohanim, and then to all the people. So the Gemara feels it is to give us this message, that if you have a lahavdel between Tamei and Tahar, then he will be zaycha to children that are lahayrais as Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara back to Amar Abchir, but Abba Amar Abi Yochanan. Kol amavdel ala yayim b'metzai shabasai. So whoever says avdala over wine, Matzah Shabbos, having the banim zacharim, he too is zaycha to banim zacharim. As mentioned before, the complete pasuk is ulahavdel bein akaidish bein achayil bein atamim bein atahar. And then the pasuk goes on, "Olahayris is bnei Yisrael eskalachukim eshedibur Hashem aleim liad Moshe." After that parasha comes the parasha of Yitzchak Yisrael the Yalda Zachar. So just like the Gemara Dashon before, that one who properly distinguishes between Tami and Tar, alluding to the union of Vestas, is Zaycha to the Yalda Zachar. So our Gemara is reminding us, you can go back a little more in the pasuk and say that Lahavdol ben Kodesh and Achayil is also a remnant to properly fulfilling the mitzvah of Avdal. So once again, Kalamavdol alayim b'metzayi shabasai, having the bottom zacharim. Tichsev, for the pasuk says, Lahavdol ben Kodesh and Achayil. Uksev Hasim, and that's the same pasuk of Lahavdol ben Tamei ben Hatahar, which we dashed earlier, teaching us the union of Vestais, that the Samach lay that right near it, the reward for Vestais is Isha Kisazria. So the name of the same goes for Avdal as well. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomer, Manim Ruin Lahira, for properly fulfilling the mitzvah of Avdala, he is also Zeicha to children. Second Paskin Shailas, the Chsif of the Pasuk says, and again we use the same Drasha of Lahavdil followed by Lahayrais. One who properly fulfills the mitzvah of Avdala will be Zeicha to children. Second Paskin Shailas. But then Yad explains that the Prim of Shabbos is Zachar. The rest of the week is Nekeva. The meaning of that is, Shabbos is Mashpia for the rest of the week. All of the brachas that Yid can be zeicha to throughout the week, Gashmias and Ruchmias, all come from the past Shabbos. That's what the Chassan gets his Aliyah the Shabbos before his Chassana. The Bar Mitzvah Bracha, according to most Minhagim, gets his Aliyah a week before. Someone has Yahrzeit. It's important that he gets his Aliyah a week before. Because all of the brachas throughout the week depend on the Hashpah of the previous Shabbos. We bench the Chaydish. We bench the Shabbos before. The month didn't fall on Shabbos because Shabbos was the source of the month for the rest of the week. The reason the month fell the other 6 days was because of Shabbos. So Shabbos is the Mashpia, and the rest of the week is the Mekabel. Memel, and Mida Keneged Mida. If one properly honors Shabbos, and the last mitzvah of honoring Shabbos is the Havdalah Alayayim, even though he may be Yotz Havdalah through other things, but his makbet to do is the Davka Alayayim, so that is his cover to the Pril of Mashpia, and the Neila Mida, Keneged Mida, he is Zaycha to the Ben Zachar, explains the Ben Yada. As the Chassid explained earlier, Ben Zachar is Lav Davka Ben Zachar, but it means the kind of child that will have the Schus to be Mashpia on others. And then Yada points out further that Zachar is Gematria 227. Nekev is Gematria 157. The difference being 70. 70 is the Gematria of Yayin. Yayin is Gematria 70. So one who is Mavdlo Yayin is Zaycha to the extra 70, and that is to the difference between Zachar and Nekev. Furthermore, the Ben Yad explains, the Negei of the Yinyan of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's Brach over here, of Banim Ruyim Lahira, to be able to pass Kanshaila. Ruyim Lahira explains that Ben Yada means, La'asike Shmaitza Liba de Hilchasa. To truly be Mechav in the Yemis, one requires a lot of the Siyata de Shmai. In a sense, the Pchina of Soid Hashem Lirayev. And we know what Chazal tells us, Nichnas Yayin, Yasa Soid. Both the word Yayin and Soid are Gematria 70. So the one who does the mitzvah min hamavchur through the yayin, he is zaycha lahira. He is zaycha to be mechaven ala emes. He is zaycha to have children that are mechaven ala emes. Nichnas yayin yatzasai. Amar avid yamin vayefes. Amar avid laza. Continues the Gemara. Kol amakadosh esatzmi mishav tashmish. One who fulfills the mitzvah in a way of kiddush and sneez, having him with barim zacharim, he too is zaycha to barim zacharim. Shenemar, the pasuk says, v'his kaddish dem v'yis dem kiddushim. You shall be mekadosh yourselves, and you shall be holy. So essentially, we have over here three inyanim discussed that all result in the bracha of banim zacharim, or as the Yeshua ben Levi adds a little more, banim that azaycha to hayra. They are, number one, adhering to the halachos of Vestais, honoring Shabbos, and kiddush and sneis b'shas tashmish. The fellow's katanis ish imoy v'aviv tiro, v'shapsoisa tishmayu. But if it was ish imoy v'aviv tiro, if the aim and the av were tiro, it was yir shanayim as they were together. So the result is shapsoisa tishmayu. Children have a special term, a special feeling in kedusha for Shabbos. The Gemara is not suggesting by any means that if someone's parents did not conduct themselves properly, the children cannot be zechut to greatness. The Gemara is simply saying to the parents that if there is smius and there is kiddush and there is honor for Shabbos, then it's smius, it'll be a lot easier for their children to reach that greatness. They will have less of the yetzahara to have to battle. Let's turn back now for a moment to the Mishnah and after Yud Gimel Amud Beis. In the final section of the Mishnah we learned, Rabbi Eliezer says, Hasheretz v'nela mimenu. The pasuk says, Hasheretz, and then the pasuk says, and it was hidden from him. Rabbi Eliezer learns from this that Al-Helam Sheretz Chayiv, one is Chayiv if he forgot that he touched the Sheretz. But the Enechayiv Al-Helam Migdash, he is not Chayiv if he knew he was Tamei, but forgot that this was the base of Migdash. Rabbi Akiva says, the pasuk says, v'nela mimenu v'hu Tamei. And it was hidden from him, and he was Tamei. This is how Rabbi Akiva understands the pasuk. Al helam tome chayiv, ein chayiv al helam migdash. He is only chayiv for forgetting that he was Tamei, but he is not chayiv if somehow he was unaware of the Beis HaMikdash. Now apparently Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva are both saying the same thing. Except that Rabbi Eliezer stresses the smichus ha-psukim of Hasheretz followed by v'nela mimenu, whereas Rabbi Akiva starts with v'nela mimenu and connects it to what appears afterwards, and that is v'hu tamei. Both, however, are stressing the same idea, that the v'nela pertains only to forgetting the Tumah, not to forgetting the Beis HaMikdash. Al-Gemara will soon deal with what the difference is between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva, but first let's see the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Leimer, the pasuk says v'nela mimenu shtei pamim, v'nela appears twice, L'chayev l'helem tumah, ve'al helem migdash, to make a person chayev, whether he forgot the tumah or he forgot the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't make a difference. If he was tamei and entered the Beis HaMikdash, he's chayev. Let's go back to our Gemara now, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer and Hasheretz v'nel mimenu, as opposed to Rabbi Akiva, who dash in v'nel mimenu v'hu tamei. Frekti mora mai benayu. Both are saying the same thing. What difference is there between the two? Amar Cheskiya, Sheretz v'nevei l'ikah benayu. The Nachman is, if this person knows for sure l'chatchila that he became Tamei, but he does not know how he became Tamei. He doesn't know if he became Tamei through a Sheretz or it was through an Avela. But there's no question that it was one of the two. Then he forgot and entered the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Eliezer saw that even Adi Yoda, even Sheretz, even Avela, Tamei. He's not Chayiv, because he has to know whether he became Tamei through a Sheretz or whether he became Tamei through an Avela. That's because Rabbi Eliezer stresses the word Sheretz in the pasuk, that it has to be clear to him how he became Tamei. Whereas Rabbi Akiva Sava, Rabbi Akiva does not stress the word Sheretz at all. Rather, he dashens the Nelam connecting it to the Vehu Tamei. So, the Nele Rabbi Akiva understands the Tumah in more general terms, and therefore, Loy Be'inan Adi Yoda, it's not necessary for him to know how he became Tamei. To keep him the other, the Tamei Be'olam, as long as he knows that for sure he is Tamei, so Loy Tzarechi B'Sheretz Yitamei Ibn Avela Tamei. It's not important for us to know whether he became Tamei through a Sheretz or through an Avela. The fact is, he was for sure Tamei, he forgot, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. Ula also says that the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer is whether a person became Tamei, but he does not know how he became Tamei. How do we know Ula also holds that way? It's from Ula's question and answer. The Ula, Ramid Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer. For Ula, as we shall soon see, pointed out a steer between one sheet of Rabbi Eliezer and apparently something else. Rabbi Eliezer says, Umashani, and he gave a text. And this is that kasha and text. Ula asked, does Rabbi Eliezer really require that a person know how he became Tamei? Would Rabbi Eliezer really hold that even if he knew for sure he was Tamei, but he didn't know how, therefore he wouldn't be Chayiv? Or in any way, I will ask you a steer. Let's be mindful as follows. There's a Mishnah in the Masechtas Krisis that says, someone had Chaylev and Noisa in front of him. He ate one of them, the Shagik, but he doesn't know which one he ate. It was Shabbos or Yom Kippur. He knows for sure he did a malacha during one of those times, but he isn't sure which one. His wife, who was Anita, and his sister in the house. The Shoigeg, he was bought on one of them. He does not know which one. In all of these cases, Rabbi Eliezer holds that he's Chayav Achatas. The fact is, he was for sure Oizer and Iser. And Rabbi Shua says he's Pater, because he doesn't know which Iser he was Oizer. He may know for sure that he ate either chaylev or nicer, but he doesn't know which one. He may know for sure that he was mechal either Shabbos or Yom Kippur, but he doesn't know which one. He may know for sure that he was over either the Issa of Nida or a Chaysai, but the fact is he doesn't know which one, and therefore Rabbi Yeshua says that he's pata. In response to that, she told me Rabbi Eliezer and Manashach. One way or another, he should still be chayiv. The fact is, chaylev achol chayiv. If someone is chaylev, he's chayiv achatos. Noiser achol chayiv. So if he ate either chaylev or noiser, he should be chayiv, even though he doesn't know which one. But he knows for sure it's one of the two. For that matter, Shabbos chilel chayiv, Yom Kippur chilel chayiv. So if he doesn't know which day it was, but he knows for sure that it was mechal, he should be chayiv. Ish they need a baal chayiv. A chayiv baal chayiv. He doesn't know which Yisra he was over, but he knows for sure he was over one of the Yisraim. So in all these cases where the Eliezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, I don't understand why he shouldn't be chayiv regardless. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua said to him, why? Because the pasuk says, Oy hoyda elav chatos yashachata ba. If it became known to him, his sin, that he sinned in it. This ba stresses, at sheyavad lecha b'machata. He has to know exactly how he sinned. What Rabbi Eliezer does with the word ba, that we'll see later. But this is all his kasha. When it comes to the regular chatas, it's Rabbi Eliezer who says, what difference does it make? The fact is that he sinned. So why does he have to know exactly how he sinned? Yet when it comes to the carbon oil of the yard in regard to tumah, so it's Rabbi Akiva who says it doesn't make a difference, and it's Rabbi Eliezer who says, no, he has to know whether he became tumah through a sheretz or an aveilah. Even if he knows for sure that it was through one of those two, it's not enough. Umishani, Enula answers this Tira, that Hassam over there in regard to the regular carbon chatas, Ashachata, and later on the pasuk says Vehevi. Amar Achmar, that's what the Torah says. The smichus of psukim that he sinned with the pasuk and he shall bring and Vehevi seems to indicate to us that as long as he is aware of the fact that he sinned, then he's in a position to bring a karm chatas, even if he doesn't know exactly how he sinned. So the Eliezer sees from this pasuk by the regular chatas chet kalshehu, that as long as there is sin, he doesn't have to know what type of sin it was. On the other hand, hach over here, in regard to the carbon oil of the yard, in regard to forgetting tum and entering the Beis HaMikdash, nechti, let us see. The pasuk says, "Oy nefesh shetiga b'chol davar tamei, oy benivlos chayet tamei, oy benivlos behemet tamei, oy benivlos sheretz tamei, v'ne'ala mimenu v'hu tamei v'yash." And that's the complete pasuk. And this is the Gemara's point. Ksiv, the pasuk begins by saying b'chol davar tamei. That would have been enough. I know already what things are tamei. Why does the pasuk have to enumerate exactly what he touched? Oy benivlos sheretz tamei lamali. Why do I need the pasuk continuing to explain to me what he touched and subsequently to say that if he went into the Beis HaMikdash he's chayav a karbon? The fact that the Torah is so specific, Shemamina, teaches us, we should learn from here, that the Inan Adiyada Ibn Sheretzi Tame Ibn Availi Tame. Rabbi Eliezer understands that the Pasuk is telling us you have to know how you became Tame, even if there's no card. Rabbi Akiva. How would Rabbi Akiva explain why the Pasuk has to tell us, Oy Benivla Sheretz Tame? Why couldn't the Pasuk just say if he's Tame and enter the base of Midrash? And so the Gemara Rabbi Akiva will tell you, if we're going out to the top of Amid Aleph.
And before we see the Torah, let's just be mindful as follows. Once again, the lashon of the pasuk is Oy nefesh asher tiga b'chol davar tamei, oy benivlas chaya tameya, oy benivlas behema tameya, oy benivlas sheretz tamei v'nela mimenu v'hu tamei v'ashe. Earlier in the Zayin and Aleph, Rebbe told us why we need a lashon of both behema and chaya. Without getting into the intricacies of that particular drasha, Rebbe uses the term behem over there as a gzeres shavah tishlamin, and it clarifies the union of tumas mimish v'kacha that the pasuk is talking about. The point is, we're saying now, according to Rebbe Kiva, that Anachanami, the pasuk perhaps didn't have to be that specific to list sheretz as well. But Ayd Baila Nechtav Behema V'chaya, being the pasuk did have to write Behema as well as Chaya, look at the Rebbe in order to dash in Rebbe's Gzeres Shava. Memelech Sivnami Sheretz. The Torah is completely specific and gives a very detailed list. Then, as Tosis and other Rishonim point out, it's just the word behema that Rebbe dashes. So even chaya too would also have to be explained in this manner. So the Torah specifically has to state behema, and the neila, as the Gemara will explain now, sometimes it is the derech hakra to already give a complete list. Ki d'tanan b'ed Rebbe Shmuel, kol parasha shenemra v'nishnas, any parasha that was stated and repeated. For example, over here, we know already what type of things make someone tamei. So once the Torah says anything that is tamei, it was not necessary to give any more of a list. It was really not necessary for the Torah to say that it became tamei through a sheretz or through an avelo or through a behemo or through a chaya. But the answer is loy nishnis ela b'shul davar shenitzkanish ba. Sometimes the Torah would repeat an entire list because of one new thing that is being taught over here, and that one new thing would be the word behema according to the sheet of Rebbe. This is not to say, Chas Hashem, that there are extra words in the Torah. It is simply to say that we don't know why specifically the Torah gave us the list. It was not necessarily intended, however, for us to darshan something from each particular word in this instance. Now, the Ramban clarifies this. Under normal circumstances, the Torah does want us to darshan every extra letter. However, over here, the Torah specifically tells us not to. How? By the Torah beginning, B'chal davar tamei. So the Torah bedafka gives us a blanket statement to say that any vehicle that makes in tamei is included in this parasha. Mumela, the specific list that follows, in terms of darshaning it, wouldn't have much significance because the Torah already stated that anything that would be in the Tanahim is included. Elamai, we do know that the list must have at least one chiddush. But it doesn't necessarily mean that every single word was intended for a drasha, for us to darshan. Having mentioned earlier the Mishnah increases, it does not deal with the carbon oil of the Yared and Tumas and Mishra Kachav, rather it deals with the standard chattis in regard to the regular Averis. So we said before that Yeshua dashes from the word Ba, that you have to know specifically what the chait was. He may know for sure that he was chaita, but if he's not sure whether it was Meiser that he ate or Chelim that he ate, then he cannot bring a chattis. Unlike Tumas Mishra Kachav, where Rabbi Eliezer holds that he has to know exactly how he became Tanei, over there Rabbi Eliezer says, what's the difference? He knows for a fact that he was over in a Zeira that is a Chiyav Chatas. Rabbi Eliezer dashes his pasuk to support that Shita. However, the Gemara now gets back to clarify what Rabbi Eliezer does with the word Ba. In fact, the Gemara of Rabbi Eliezer, Hai Ba my Ovid light. Rabbi Yeshua uses the Ba to say you have to know how you are Chaita, but you, Rabbi Eliezer, hold that you don't have to know how you are Chaita. And for the Gemara, he says the Ba teaches us that it had to have been a conscious act. Pratla Misasik. And the term Misasik, as Rashi explains it, is really the beginning of a statement. Misasik means he was busy with something. Asik, or Lasik, the Divrei Torah. He was totally engrossed and involved in a Dover Heter, and somehow in the middle he was either an Iser. He was never in his Chavein for the goof of this Aveira. Rashi gives two examples. This man on Shabbos takes a knife, and he is about to cut something which is not connected to the ground. Somehow the knife slipped, or he extended his hand too far, and he cut something which was connected. Or, says Rashi, he was nischavin l'ishtai, and there was a situation where a choysai was together with him, the mita, and somehow the nishmita ishtai ibar choysai tachtea. These are instances where he would not be chayva karmachatas, because he was never nischavin for the guf of the maisa huaveira. Where would he be chayva chatas? If he intended to cut something that was disconnected. He didn't realize that it was connected, and he cut it off. So over here, Lamaisa, he cut what he intended to cut. It's just that he was a shaggy because he didn't know it was connected. Or he thought that today was a weekday, and it was not Shabbos, and therefore he cut it off. He intended to do something, and he carried out his intention. For the goof was there. He was a shaggy. He didn't know that today is not Shabbos. But he did what he intended to do. Or if he was Baal HaChosai, and he was Neschavein Leguf Zeh, thinking that this is Ishtai, then there would be a Chiyav Chatas. Now Rashi's second example over here of Arayas is questioned by Taisus, because the Gemara in Masechtas Krisus makes it clear that there are two exceptions to the rule of Nesasek. One is eating Chaylev, and the other is Arayas. Reason being, that in all due respect to his preoccupation with something else, and therefore we are diminishing his act of Iser. But in these two instances of Chaylev Arayas, being that his guf, Bimitzias, is Nehenah from the Iser, whether or not he intended for this, establishes the Chiyav Chatas anyhow. His lack of kavana is meaningless, given the fact that Bimitzias, he derived over here physical pleasure from the guf Uaveda. There are many tirutim over here in defense of Rashi, Ayin, Biyarachuner, and Masechtas Krisus, the Kaivitz Ha'aretz, and the Buchanan. The Sefer Melechus Betzal, based on a Turi Evin, Rosh Hashanah explains, there is a swara to say that the Chiyav, because Bimitzias he derived Hana, would only be established if the reason he had the Hana was the Issa. If, however, he had something which was mutter before him, which would have provided the same Hana, but by accident, something occurred over here which was b'chlal not his intention, and as a result he derived his pleasure from an iser. So in this instance I would not say he's automatically chayv achata shekein nehena, because the hana he would have had anyhow from the maisa heter had he carried out what he intended to do.
Mimela, if he was miskaven leishtay, and a chayse was ima b'mita, and nishma to ishtay basa chayse techdea, this isn't considered nehen in the erva, because it was muchin lefana of the hanoah's heter, because it was leishtay that he was miskaven, and the shasa bimli also thought that it was ishtay b'mita. Even if the Tereyavim dismisses this svar in the Sechus Rosh Hashanah, but the Malachas B'tzal explains, according to the reason why he dismisses it, perhaps it would be applied over here. I yes, it is said from Malachas B'tzal. Taisus takes issue with the other example Rashi gives. Taisus says that a Malacha on Shabbos is not a good example of Misasik, because by Shabbos there is a different reason to patter him if he did not intend to be over the Aveda. Shmuel Dashen from the Pasuk, specifically by Shabbos, that one is not Chayav Achatas unless it was a Malachas Machshavas. One is only Chayav Achatas on Shabbos in one of two instances. Either he forgot that it was Shabbos, or he did not know that the Malacha that he was doing was Asur, but he had to intend to do the Malacha. If someone extends his hand by mistake and opens a light, that is not a basis for a Chayav Achatas. It's not necessarily something to be proud of, but there's no Chayav Achatas because it was not a Malachas Machshavas. He did not intend to be over a Maisa Isra over here. So really, without the union of Nisasik, there's a different reason that he would be Potter over there. The Ennis, as Taisa says, it's not so much a Kasha and Rashi as it is a difficulty in understanding Shmuel's Shita of Malachas Machshavas. Why would I need a special drasha to Potter Malachas Machshavas? According to our explanation of Nisasik over here, every kind of Chayav Achatas, even if it wasn't Shabbos, would be Potter if he did not intend to be over the Maisa Isra. Furthermore, it is Shmuel himself who explains that Chayav and Arayas are the exception, but there's a Chayav even if he did not intend to do it, Shekein Nehena, Idach Mashma, that if it wasn't for Chayav and Arayas, then he would be Potter in regard to any Aveira because he's a Misasik. So why do we need a special concept of Malachas Machshavas for Shabbos? The same applies for all Misasiks. So Titus explains that there are different types of Misasik, there are different types of preoccupation with something else. There is a type that is only Potter on Shabbos. For example, someone intended to cut something that was mechuber. He was mischavin leisura b'shagig. By mistake, he cut something else that was mechuber. He forgot that it was Shabbos and he tried to rip off an apple. As he was reaching for that apple, he knocked off a different apple. Over here, I say that the dafka on Shabbos he's potter because it was not a malachas machshavas. Then you have a different type of misasik. You have a type of preoccupation where he intended to cut something that was cut. He intended to cut an apple that had already been cut off. And it turns out that he takes something off that was mechuber. This is a kind of misasek which would be potter in any situation. Not because of malachas machshavas, but because of the ba, which tells us that he has to intend to do a maisa iser. So, for example, in the case of chaylev, if he intended to eat one piece of chaylev, the shaykik, did not know that it was chaylev, or he didn't know chaylev is asa, and by mistake he eats a different chaylev, he's still chayev. And the reason he's chayev is not because he had enough from the maisavis. The reason that he's chayev is, this doesn't constitute a misasik, because he intended to be over an issa to start with anyhow. The fact that the yisurim were switched means that it wasn't a malachas machshavis, which is a ptur exclusively for Shabbos, but not for Shari Surah. If he intended to eat a piece of shuman, kosher fat, and by mistake he ate chaylev, this is more than just not a malachas machshavas. Over here he never intended for a gufa yisra to start with. This could constitute a misasek. The Nela Shmuel would need a special halach over here to say that even though it's a misasek, which is potter, but chaylev arayis is different because he was nehen in the gufa yisra. I'm Dermasha over here, I'm Yisra B'taisis. In any event, getting back to our machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah stressed the word Sheretz and the word Tumah to explain that he is only Chayav al Helam Tumah, not on Helam Migdash. Rabbi Akiva did the same, but he did not stress the word Sheretz in the Pasuk. Until now, Ula and Chizkiah told us that there was a practical machlokes in Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Eliezer holds that he has to know specifically how he became Tumah. Rabbi Akiva says as long as he knows that he became Tumah and then went into the Beis Migdash, he's Chayav. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. Rabbi Yechanan says that there is no practical difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. But Rabbi Yechanan Amar, much more darshanik than I. The nafkamina is only how to darshan the pasuk. The main point is, as Rabbi Magash explains, that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva disagree with Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel holds that he's chai for both Helam Tumah and Helam Migdash. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, respectfully from different parts of the pasukim, disagree with him and say, no, it's only for Helam Tumah. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer disagree, and they say, Stafkan Helam Tumah. And they respectfully learn it from different parts of the Pesukim, but there is no practical difference between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. Rav Yechon is not the only one that holds that way. The Chayim of Sheishes, but Meshmartz Darshanik of the Nile. The only Nafkim between Rav Eliezer and Rav Yekiva is how to stress the pasuk. And to prove it to you that Rav Sheishes holds that way, Rav Sheishes wasn't even so meticulous about explaining that it was Rav Eliezer who holds that it comes from the word sheretz, and Rav Yekiva Darshan's a general term filled in the pasuk. Did Rav Sheishes machlev the Rav Eliezer with Rav Yekiva, or did Rav Yekiva with Rav Eliezer? Sometimes Rav Sheishes would interchange the two, as if to say, it's not that important to know which one dashes in which part of the pasuk, because l'maisa there's no nafkimina l'halacha. Now the Gemara doesn't clarify to us what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer hold according to this shita. Is it necessary to know specifically how he became tamei or not? The Rimagash explains that it is not necessary. When the Gemara says over here there is no nafkimina between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara is saying that even Rabbi Eliezer holds l'fishitas of Yechonin and Rav Sheishes, that he does not have to know specifically whether he became tummy through a sheretz or through a nevel. Now, hakolmoedim, regardless of how you learn, that both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva say one is not chayef for helam migdash, one is only chayef for helam tumah. So the Gemara asks the following shaila: Bamin is rabbi of Nachman. Helam zev zev biyode. What is the halacha if he forgot both? He was unaware of the tumah that he became tummy, and he was also unaware that this is the base of migdash. Now, what is the halacha? Amalei, so the Nachman answered, what would Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva say over here? What difference does it make that he also forgot that it was the base of Nigdash? The point is, he forgot that he was Tami, and therefore the Chayiv. Rav, however, answered, Adarab, let's look at it this way. Based on what the Gemara is going to tell us, this is how the Teretz Chaim explains Rav. Had this person known he was Tami, he would have still committed the Chayt, because he did not realize this is the base of Nigdash. The name of the fact that he was unaware of his tumah should become insignificant, and we should consider this a case of helam migdash, where Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva say that he is pater. Amar Ravashi, so Ravashi said, now that you put it that way, then we have to analyze what happened over here. What is the reason that he was over the chait? Let's take a look at the specifics of the case. This man at one point obviously realizes that he did something wrong and he wants to rectify it. That's why he's coming here to try to bring a carbon oil of the yard. We have to determine whether or not that carbon is in place. So let's see what made him stop and think, oh, I did something wrong. Was it when he heard that he was tummy? Or was it when he realized that this was the base of Nigdash? Amar Avashi, so Avashi said, Chazina, let's see. Imi tuma kaparish. If it was because he realized that he was tumah, that's why he jumped away from this aveira. As soon as they told him that he was tumah, right away he said, oh no, I forgot, what should I do now? So from his actions, from his attitude, from his reaction, we see clearly that all along, the reason that he came in over here was because he forgot that he was tumah. It should be a case of helam tumah where he should be chayiv. On the other hand, imi migdash kaparish, if what happened was, as soon as they told him, you know, this is the base of migdash, and right away he began to worry, and he expressed remorse about entering, and he wasn't even informed yet that he was tumah, so a helam migdash biyada yopardah. So from his reaction, we should see that the basis of his coming in was the fact that he forgot that it was the base of Mikdash. And the Nela should be a case of Helam Mikdash, where indeed, according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yekiv, this should be part of it. Amar Ravina, so Ravina said to Ravashi, I don't understand how this works. I don't understand how you're differentiating between the two. The bottom line is, for this man to have realized that he did something wrong, two factors are necessary. One, that he was Tamei, and two, that he entered the base of Mikdash. So whether he's running out because someone told him it was the base of Migdash, or he's running out whether someone told him that it was Tameh, obviously at that point he became aware that both of those factors were negated to him. If he did not know that he was Tameh and someone told him this is the base of Migdash, that would have not concerned him. So it might not mean what he reacted upon, whether it was to his Tumah or to the base of Migdash, the fact that he did react, the fact that he realizes he did something wrong, clarifies to us that he was aware, A, that he was Tameh, and B, that he was in the base of Migdash. Does he have any other reason to leave the base of Migdash, even if he's told that it's the base of Migdash, unless he knows he's Tameh? And for that matter, would he run out hearing that he was Tameh if he did not know this is the base of Migdash? So this father must look to see what he reacts upon is not accepted by Ravina. And it makes no difference why he left. The Shaila, however, remains unresolved. What is the halach if you have both Helam Tumah and Helam Migdash? The fact is, this person forgot both. So Rashi says, L'maisa would be pater. And the Rosh explains why Rashi says that. It's because Rav is medayik the lashon of the pasuk, V'nela minenu, only under these circumstances if you forgot the Tameh, not if there was another aspect of unawareness over here. If there is an aspect of forgetting this is the Beis HaMikdash, then there's no Chiyuv Karet, it's a Gzeiras HaKasis. So the Tva says, the reason we say it's Pater is because the Gemara didn't bring a proof that he's Chayiv. Mela, we can't tell him to bring a carbon. But in any event, we have to remember this is only according to Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. If he sees Rabbi Ishmael and the Rambam passes like Rabbi Ishmael, it makes no difference. He's chayiv whether it's Helam Toma or Helam Nigdash, and of course he would be chayiv if it was both. Zakti, one of Aitra Tamina Bonon, Shnei Shavilin, we have over here two paths. Echad Tome, the Echotar. We know for sure that there is a mace buried in one of these paths. We know for sure that the mace is buried in such a way that were one to walk on this path, it would be impossible for him to avoid Tumas oil. So the only shaila is which road did he take? If he took the road with the maces, there is no question that he is Tumas. Now what happened over here was, V'holach B'rishon, he took one road, let's call it road number one, V'loy Nichnas, but he didn't enter the Beis HaMikdash at that point. Again, at this point, he does not know whether he's Tumas or Tar yet. He also hasn't really done anything wrong yet because he hasn't entered the Beis HaMikdash. However, Basheini, then he walks on road number two, the Nichnas, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash. After having walked on both roads, there is no question that he is for sure Tummy, because we know that there is a mace on one of these roads. He forgot about it, entered the Beis HaMikdash, this is Helam Toma, and the Melech Chayiv. Here there's no Shaila, he's Chayiv the carbon out of the Yared, you have your case of Yediyah Vadois Batchila. Let's go to the next case. Halach Berishoin the Nichnas. He went through path number one. At this point, he is possibly Tamei. He forgot about it and entered the Beis HaMikdash. Then he goes through the whole Tahara process. They sprinkle on him from the ashes mixed with the water of the Parah Aduma. He's a Vashana, the Taval. He's a meaning on day number three. Vashana, it was repeated on day number seven, as the Torah demands. The Taval, then he immersed himself in the mikveh. He is now Tahar. Even if he did become Tamei when he walked in path number one, he is no longer Tamei now. Of course, what I don't know is whether or not he was Tamei when he entered the Beis HaMikdash. In any event, at this point, the Achakach, after he's Matayim himself, Halach B'Sheni, he now walks on path number two. Again, he is possibly Tamei. V'nichnas, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Now the issue is, should he bring a carbon oil of the Yared? The Tanakhama says, yes, Chayiv. Because either when he entered the Beis HaMikdash after walking on the first path, or when he entered the Beis HaMikdash after walking on the second path, the fact is that he had to have been Tamei during one of those two times. And in Eila, at one point or another, he should be chayav a carbon here. Reb Shimon Pater. Reb Shimon, or at least the first version of Reb Shimon, holds that in the second case he is Pater. Why? Because, yes, he went on path number one, entered the Beis HaMikdash. He went on path number two, and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. And the net result is, he must have been Tamei during one of those times. However, you don't have a case of Yediyah Batchila for a Tamei Vadois. Technically, in order for him to be chayav a carbon, it would have to have been established at any one point over here, at any one of the two times that he was for sure Tamei when he entered. You can't say that. It's possible that he was Tamei or Tahar the first time, because we don't know for sure that path number one had the Tumma. Being that he was Matayim himself afterwards, we have the same problem with the second time. He may or may have not been Tamei. I cannot say for sure that it was Tumma on path number two. In the first case, the suffix was only when he became Tamei. In the first case, we walked in path number one. Didn't go in yet. Walked in path number two and then came in. So there's Tumma Vadas. He knows for sure he's Tamei. Doesn't know when he became Tamei, if it was with path number one or path number two, but he knows for sure that he's Tamei and he entered the Beis HaMikdash. That's why everyone holds that he is Chayiv, even Reb Shimon. However, in the second case, we walked in path number one, enters the Beis HaMikdash, is Matayim himself, walks in path number two, and enters again. Yes, I can say for sure that either the first time or the second time he was Tamei, that's what the Tanakhama says, he's Chayiv, but I cannot say with any degree of certainty that he was for sure Tamei during time number one, or that he was for sure Tamei the second time that he entered. I only know there was one of the two times, and therefore, I don't have Yediyah Batchila Vadois, and according to Reb Shimon, he would be Pater. That, as explained earlier, was the first version of Reb Shimon. But Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, Pater Bekulam Mishum Reb Shimon. In other words, according to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's version, Reb Shimon holds that he would be Pater not only in the second case, but even in the first case as well. And we're also going to explain why, but first let's just clarify. The Tosafot says we are not talking about a Rishus HaYachid over here, because the rule is, Safik Tamei Rishus HaYachid is Tamei. That's the Gzeiras HaKasif, which we learned from Saita. So had this been a Rishus HaYachid, the issue of Safik would have not been as important. He would be considered Tamei. But we're not talking about a Rishus Yachad over here. We're talking about a Rishus Rabin where there is a Cheskas Tahara. And therefore, we have the Sveikas. Sveikas, why does it turn out to Amid Beis? The Kulan, according to the Shimon Yehuda, the Shimon patches in all of the cases. The Afilu Bekamaisa, even in the first case, when he walks on path number one, then he walks on path number two, and only after walking on both paths, he enters the Beis HaMikdash. Why should I say he's Pater? One way or another, he was Tameh, and this is a Tameh V'Dais prior to his entering of the Beis HaMikdash. But my masculine is that I don't know exactly when he became Tameh, but I know for sure he was Tameh before he entered. Amar Rava, this is the problem. Hach Adonais Ginnon Kigan, for example, Shehalach B'Rishayin. This man has first walked on path number one. At this point, we have a Safik Tum. Now, it is true, afterwards he walked on path number two. However, Ubishah Shehalach B'Sheni, when he did walk on path number two, Shachach Shehalach B'Rishayin, by then he had already forgotten that he had walked on path number one. And this becomes a very crucial point. The Havali Mixas Yediyah. We know that in order to be chayav this carbon out of the yared, at one point he had to have been aware of his tumah. Now, was he aware of his tumah or not? There are really two ways of looking at this. On the one hand, you can say he knew that he walked in path number one. He knew then that there was a possibility he was tumah. He also knew that he walked in path number two, and subsequently he knew there was a possibility that he was tumah. In reality, he is tumah because he walked on both paths, and one of them for sure was Netanyahu. But the problem is that no one stage over here was he aware of this reality. Was he aware of the Vadais? Being that at the time that he walked in path number two, he had forgotten that he had previously walked in path number one. So when he entered the Beis HaMikdash, in terms of his own perception, he was aware beforehand of a possibility of tumah, not of the reality, and that is tumah Vadais. Memela, once again, the Havilei Mixas Yediyah. We consider this a Mixas Yediyah, B'Hakam Mifugin. This is the Machlokes. Now Rashi stresses over here, when we say B'Hakam Mifugin, we mean this is the Machlokes between the first version of Reb Shimon and the second version of Reb Shimon. Tana Kama Sabra, that means the first version of Reb Shimon. In the case of walking on path one, and then walking on path two, and afterwards entering the Beis HaMikdash, where we said that under these circumstances, Reb Shimon holds his chayiv, and we're now explaining that is even if at the time that he was walking on the second path, he forgot about the first path, well, that's enough to say that he's chayiv. Because Savar Hitshita holds that Amina, we say, Mixas Yediyah Kechol Yediyah. And the Rashi explains this again, there are two factors we're dealing with. Number one, the reality is that he was Tamei Vadai. And number two, while he was not completely aware of the Vadayas, but he was aware of the possibility. Although he had forgotten that he was on path one at the time he was walking on path two, but he knew of the possibility that even path two could have been Metamehim. And therefore, those two, the reality plus his perception of the possibility, is enough to render it a Yediyah. And the Melech is Chayim. The Reb Shimon Savar. And again, according to Rashi, the Reb Shimon means Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's version of Reb Shimon. That is, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda's version of Reb Shimon ben Yechai. Stam Reb Shimon is Reb Shimon ben Yechai. According to Reb Shimon ben Yehuda, he would hold that in this case, where he walked on path one, then walked on path two, forgetting about path one, and entered the Beis HaMikdash, he would not be chayiv. Sabar, that's because he holds that lo yaminon, mixas yediyah kechol yediyah. The fact is that there has to be a yediyah vadas. He, at one point, had to have been aware of the fact beyond any shadow of a doubt that he was tamei. And you can say that the reality is that he was tamei, you can say that he was aware of the suffix, but as long as he was not aware of the metzias, the vadas that he is tamei, it is not a complete yediyah, and therefore, he will not be chayiv a carbon. But just to ignore one more nakoda that Rashi stresses here, even according to the Tanakhama's version of Reb Shimon, the Mixas Yediyah Shnei Yediyah, in the second case, he's also Maidir of Shimon Patrick. What was the second case? The second case was, when he walks in path one, enters the Beis HaMikdash, purifies himself through the Paraduma on the third and seventh day, and then tables himself, does everything that is necessary to attain Tahara. Then he walks in path two and comes into the Beis HaMikdash again. Over here, even the Tanakhama is Maidir, that Reb Shimon would say he's Pater. Even though this is also a case of Yediyah Safik, this is also a case where he is aware of the possibility that he may be Tamei, and even though here too we're dealing with the reality that during one of his entrances to the Beis HaMikdash, whether it was after he had walked on path one or after he had walked on path two, he had entered into the Beis HaMikdash being Tamei, but despite that, even the Tanakhama's version of Reb Shimon would say over here, Reb Shimon holds his Pater. Because independently, in regard to each of his entrances into the Beis HaMikdash, it cannot be established that there was a Yediyah Vadais. No one could establish it because no one knows. Therefore, however you're going to twist or turn it, it's going to remain a yediyah safek in regard to each entry independently. And therefore, all versions of Rav Shimon would hold that he is potter in this instance. That's not true for the first case. In the first case, where he walks in path one, forgets about it, and walks in path two, and then enters the Beis Hamikdash, true mitzad himself, it's a yediyah safek. But the actual entry into the Beis Hamikdash was tumah vadaas. We could establish that. That is a fact. It is possible even for this person to recollect and to realize that. So the mere fact that at the time that he entered, it was only at the madrega of Yediyah Safek, because he forgot about the fact that he walked in path one as well, that doesn't deter the first version of Rav Shimon to say that he was Yichayiv over here. We go now to the second case. Halach b'rishon, he walked through the first path, v'nichnas, enters the Beis Hamikdash, goes through the whole purification process. He's they sprinkle on him on the third day, v'shana, they repeat it on the seventh day, v'tavah, and he immerses himself in the mikveh, he is now completely tahar. Chazav halach m'sheini, now he takes a walk on the second path, v'nichnas, and enters the Beis Hamikdash. Chayiv, the Tanakhama says he's still chayiv. And when we say Tanakhama over here, we don't mean the Tanakhama's version of Rav Shimon, we mean the Tanakhama in the Beraisa, says he's Chayiv, the Bar Plukta of Rav Shimon, the Rav Shimon Poiter, and all versions of Rav Shimon in this second case hold that he is Poiter. So now we're going to focus a little bit on the Tanakhama's Shita. And again, we mean the Tanakhama of the Beraisa, not the first version of Rav Shimon. The Tanakhama of the Beraisa holds that even in this case, where there were two separate Knesis into the Beis Hamikdash, after he walked in path one and after he walked in path two, despite the fact that he purified himself in the middle, which L'chayah should render each entry a Safik, because as far as his first entry is concerned, it could be the Tumah is really only on path two, and as far as his second entry is concerned, it could be that the Tumah is only on path one, the Tanakhama still says that he's Chayif. Why should he be Chayif? Safik Yediyah. So the Gemara is going to offer two explanations. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan says, well, this Shita holds that Safek Yediyah is as good as a regular Yediyah. Can also Safek Yediyah ki Yediyah. The Tanakhama of the Beraisa, the Baplukta of Rav Shimon holds that the Gzeiros HaKosef tells us, in order for him to be Chayav a Karban, you don't need a Tumah Vadaas. Tumah Safek is enough. Rish Lakish has a different answer. Rish Lakish Amar, how many of you Shmuel? This goes according to Rav Yishmael, the Amar who says, Lo Be'inan Yediyah B'tchila. In other words, the Shlokish says, according to the Mandiyama that says, in order to be chayav this carbon oil of the yayar, there had to have been a state of awareness of his tumah to start with, in a chanan. This wouldn't be a state of awareness, because it's only a safek. But this Tana is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that no state of awareness is necessary for him to be chayav a carbon. Not vade, not even safek, you don't need anything. We learned this earlier, enough you download him in vase. After hearing the respective truths from Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we have a contradiction or an apparent contradiction in regard to both. The Rami de Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. I will ask you a kasha from this member of Rabbi Yochanan and another member of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Rami de Rish Lakish and the Rish Lakish. The Tanya, if we learned in the Braise, Achal Safek Chaylev. Safek Chaylev, Rashi explains, is there was a sliver here of fat. There is a Safek, whether it is Shuman, which is permissible fat, or Chaylev, which is Asa. At the time that he ate it, he was not aware of the fact that there was a possibility that this is the Asur kind of Chalif. But the Noida, he found it afterwards. And then the same scenario repeated itself again. Safek Chalif, there was a piece of fat over here, which Lamaisa, we don't know what it is, we don't know whether it's Shuman or Chalif. He ate it, the Noida, and he finds out afterwards that it could have been Chalif. Now, normally under these circumstances, one would bring a carbon asham tali, which would be megan on him in hayisurim, until such a time that he could find out for sure it was chaylev, and then he can bring a carbon chatas. Now, we're already familiar with the rule. If someone was over two averis, the same kind of averis, and he was made aware in the middle that he was over an averis, then he would be mechuyev two separate chatas. If, however, he was over the two averis with one state of unawareness, then there would only be one chiyev chatas. And over here, there's no chiyev chatas. As explained, we're just talking about the carbon asham tali. Now, over here by the Ashram Tali as well, had he eaten both servings of possible chaylev without being aware of the problem in the middle, there would be no shaylev, he would just be mechuyev one carbon. However, that's not what happened over here. After his first serving, he was told that what he ate may have been chaylev. Rebbe says, later on, Rebbe and the Shlokish will dispute exactly what Rebbe means, but for now, let's just see the words of Rebbe. Rabbeinu Kaddish tells us that Kishem Shemevi Chatas, Okolach Viyachad, had this been a case of Vadi Chelev, had he been informed after his first serving that it was Vadi Chelev that he ate, and afterwards by mistake he ate something else which also turned out to be Vadi Chelev, there is no question he would be Mechuyev two Chatas. Kach, therefore, in this instance, it works the same way. He was informed that it was Safi Chelev, and for Safi Chelev is an Ashim Tali, so maybe Ashim Tali Al Kolechad Viyachad. He was aware of the problem in the interim. On the other hand, Rav Shimon ben Yehuda, Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon Amru, Mishim Rav Shimon, Eina Mevi Ela Asham Taloi Echad. In this instance, even though he was aware of the first problem, before he repeated the problem, he still only brings one carbon Asham Taloi. Indeed, by a carbon Chatas, the awareness separates the Chatas. But that's only for the carbon Chatas on a Vavei Aveir, and not the carbon Asham Taloi on a Safik Aveir. Shinema, for the Pasuk says, in regard to the Asham Taloi, Al Shigigasai Asher Shagak. That Pasuk speaks of one carbon Asham Taloi, and apparently of more than one Aveira. Al Shigigasai Asher Shagak, a double Lashon. Two mistakes were committed over here at least. So HaTayr Lipsa Shigagas Haba, the Asham Taloi Echot. Being that the Torah seems to be indicating to us several Aveiras and one carbon, the lesson must be that this is different than the carbon Chatas. Even in a situation where there would be several chatas, like there was awareness in between one aveira and the other, when it comes to the awareness of a safek aveira, even though he was told in between the servings of safek chaylev that indeed that was the case, he ate safek chaylev, he would still only bring one carbon. Now, when you got to Rabbi's shita, that kishem shemevi chatas al kol echad ve'echad, kach mevi ashem toli al kol echad ve'echad, we mentioned before, that it's actually machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokesh as to how to understand that. The Amid Shlokesh, do you want to know what Rabbi really means? Kan Shana Rabbi, here Rabbi is teaching us that Yediyos Sveikos Mischalkos L'chatois. This is how Rashi explains this. We mentioned earlier that the Ashim Tali is really an interim kapara until such a time that he can establish that indeed it was Vadei Chelem, and then he can bring a regular Karm Chatas. The Ashim Tali is Megan Olav Min HaYisurim until he has the opportunity for that complete kapara. So suppose someone sits down and he eats a piece of fat, thinking that it's kosher fat, and then he is told that there is a possibility, not for sure, but there is a possibility that it was chelev. He eats now a second dish, and again he is told that there is a possibility that the second dish was chelev. So according to Rabbi, he would bring not one, but two carbon ashen tallis, waiting for other information. Now suppose several days later the new information comes. And the information is that what he ate was not Safik Chelev, it was Vadai Chelev. According to Rabbi, he would now bring two Chatois. Not one Karmel Chatois, but two. The only time someone brings a separate Karmel Chatois is if he was aware of the Chait in between the two Chatois. Rabbi apparently holds, according to the Shlokesh, that the fact that he was told of the possibility that he was over the Chait, the idea of Safik, that is enough to be mechalik his actions into two separate chatais. So that's what Rish Lakish means, that Kam Shana Rabbi, here Rabbi, has taught us that Yediyah is Sveikas, even though his awareness was only on a Safik, he was told perhaps he had eaten chalev, still, when he finds out that it was Vadei Chelev, Mischalkos L'chatais. That was as good as being aware of a Vadei Chait in between one Aveir and the other, and in Mela he would bring separate chatais. So let's go back to the words of Rebbe and see really how Rish Lakish teaches these words. Rebbe Oimer, Kishem Shemevi Chatas Al Kolechad V'Yechad, Kach Mevi Ashem Toli Al Kolechad V'Yechad. The same way when he's going to find out that it was for sure Chelev, if indeed, then information would come to him. So he would bring a separate Chatas for each serving that he had, meaning that he was told of the possibility in between one serving and another. Kach Mevi Ashem Toli Al Kolechad V'Yechad. You should know that in the interim period, until he finds out that it was Vadei Chelev, he will also bring a separate Ashem Toli, being that he was informed of the possibility in between one serving and another. That's how Rish Lakish understands the words of Rabbi. But that's not how Rabbi Yochanan understands the words of Rabbi. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi is not dealing with whether or not he's going to bring several chatais over here. Rabbi is dealing only with the halach of how many Ashem Talis he's going to bring. Rabbi's analogy to the chatas, when Rabbi said, Kishem Shemevi chatas o kolachad v'yechad, kach mevi Ashem Tali o kolachad v'yechad, he meant to say that just like in a standard case, where he is told for sure that he was over a chait, he would bring several chatais.
for every time that he was made aware of the chait. And the chait was repeated, the same is true in a Safik situation. For each time the chait was repeated, and he was told in between that there was a possibility he was over the chait, he would bring a separate Ashram Tali. But Rebbe does not mean to say that when he was told for sure he was over the chait, he should go back now and bring a regular Karma Chatas for each of those chatais. On the contrary, he ought not to. Because in order to bring a separate Karma Chatas, there would have to be a complete awareness of Vadei Chait in between one Aveira and the other. And you don't have that over here. He was only made aware of a possibility of chait. Let's see the Gemara inside. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Kishem Shiyidiyas Vadai, the Alma Mischalkas Lachatois. Rabbi means to say, just like in other cases, not the case of the Beraisa, but suppose a person was over a Vadai Chait, and he was told in between one Chait and another that he was for sure over the Chait. Therefore, he would bring separate Chatois. So Kach Yidiyas Safik Mischalkas LaShamis. The same is true over here where he is told of the possibility that what he ate may have been chaylev, that is going to trigger a separate Ashram Tali for each action. So according to Rish Lakish, when Rebbe mentions chatas, he's telling us a halacha about karma chatas. That the idea is sveikais lumaisa are enough for him to bring separate chatois, even when he ever finds out that he was stuck over the avera. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says Rebbe was drawing an analogy from what the halacha is by a chatas vadai, but he wasn't telling us any halacha over here in regard to Yediyah Sveikos in the Karma Chatas. He was merely talking about the Ashram Tali. So here we have the obvious contradiction. In the case of when he went on path one, entered the Beis HaMikdash, purifies himself, and then he goes on path two and enters the Beis HaMikdash again. The Tanakhama said he's chayiv, and we ask why should he be chayiv? Each entry independently was only a suffix. And Rabbi Yochanan answered that a Safik Yediyah is just as good as a regular Yediyah. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan holds that way, then when he finds out that he was rather over the Aveya, that it was for sure Chaylev, so he should bring separate Chatais. But the Gemara doesn't make much of that kasha. The Gemara says right away, Bishlam, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan, like kasha, that's not much of a steer. Fakert. Let's look at Rabbi Yochanan's Lashon, 10 lines from the top. Rabbi Yochanan explaining why the person should be chayiv twice, he says, "Can over here, in regard to Tumas Mimish Vekacha, in regard to the carbon oil of the Yairid, Asu Safik Yidia Ki Yidia." That word "can" is a very revealing statement, as our Gemara explains. Rabbi Yochanan is telling us that "can Asu," over here by the oil of the Yairid, the Torah made a Safik Yidia like a regular Yidia. But the Loi B'chala Torah Kula Asu, but it's not that way B'chala Torah Kula. Over there you need a Yidia's Vaday to separate the acts for separate Chatars. And the reason is, Hachu over here by the carbon oil of the Yairid, the like see the Yidia Behedya. The Torah doesn't say Yidia Behedya. Rather, me Venelim Udukaasi. I learned it from the word Venelim in the Pasuk, which means it was hidden from him. The Gemara earlier in the Daftar Ben Aleph told us how exactly we dash in this Pasuk of Venelim, the order of the Sukkim to teach us there had to be some point of awareness. But because the need for awareness is expressed in a vague way, therefore we understand that the Torah wants even a Safik Yidia to be considered a Yidia. However, V'loi B'chala Torah Kula Asu, the Chsiv over there, in regard to the regular Chatas, the Pasuk makes it very clear. The Pasuk states emphatically, Oy Hoyda Eilav, Stat Yidia Mi'al Yisadiinan. A Safik Yidia is not enough. You have to have a clear knowledge that he was Chayte in order to trigger multiple Chatas. So we're not worried about Rabbi Yochanan El Rish Lakish, but according to the Shlakish, how did the Shlakish explain why the Tanakhama holds that he is Chayiv in that case, meaning that each entry Lamaisa was a Safik? So the Shlakish said, and Chanami, Safik Yediyah wouldn't trigger a Chayiv, but this goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds that you don't need a Yediyah at all. You're Chayiv a carbon oil of Yared even without a Yediyah. But this is our problem. Adam Leichen like Rabbi Yishmael, instead of saying that it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds you don't need a Yediyah, which seems to indicate that if I would need a Yediyah, it wouldn't work over you, being that it's only a Safik Yediyah, B'chayim Shlakish would have had a much more direct teretz, like Rabbi. Why can't he explain it according to Rabbi, being that Rish Lakish's understanding of Rabbi is that the Safik Yediyah triggers separate Chatayis? So say, you want to know why that person is Chayiv, even though each entry was only a Safik? Because it goes according to Rabbi. And Rabbi holds that a Safik Yediyah is enough. Answer the Gemara in the Chanami, Rish Lakish could have answered that it goes according to Rabbi, but he wanted to tell us what Rabbi Yishmael holds. HaKamashmon, he wanted to teach us that Rabbi Yishmael lay by Yediyah B'tchila. Affecting my pshita like boy, I know that. I don't need a shlokish to teach me that. Midlam yasle kroi. I don't have an extra pasuk according to Rabbi Yishmael. The vanelam that we use to teach us you need a yediya, Rabbi Yishmael uses the mechayev al helam migdash, not just for helam tumah, but for helam migdash as well. So
Kleina, which Rabbi Yishmael holds, and for the Gemara, not the same, I would have thought, Ki Lasley Mekroi, that maybe Rabbi Yishmael doesn't have a pasik for Yediyah Betchila, having the Gemara Yisle, but maybe he has a Messiah that you need Yediyah Betchila anyhow, so Kamashman, therefore, the Shlokish simply used this option of saying it goes according to Rabbi Yishmael to teach us what Rabbi Yishmael holds. How did Allah Yediyah Satan?